Hey, welcome to Phil Hendry's show. Now we have Miles Flanagan, or is it My Flanagan?
He used to use My Flanagan. He did, but he was on the program.
Yeah, he uses Miles.
Yeah, I talked to Mr. Flanagan just moments ago, and he does prefer, he prefers My, but he understands people want Miles.
He prefers to be called My Flanagan, but he understands. Well, Miles is,
he's fine with that. Why are we sitting here, you know, spanking it like you guys like to say over?
We're not spanking anything. Okay, Mr. My or Miles.
Miles
Flanagan.
But he prefers My. What are we going to call this guy? Call him Miles, all right? Margaret, I said to call him Miles. You got a problem? You?
No.
Just do like Mama says.
Miles Flanagan joining us, because he's fine with that.
Yes.
And Bob Green. Now, what's the backstory on this?
Backstory on this is that Mr. Flanagan is in business with Mr. Green. He heard Mr. Green's interview / debate with Mr. Bell. Understands that Mr. Green is an important business player in the Southern California areas, as well as in America. Okay, wait. I'm not done.
All right, bud.
So, as that is a backdrop, Mr. Flanagan, nonetheless, wants a little bit of respect and a little bit of admiration, too, because he feels that Mr. Bell and Mr. Green are coming off like the partners. The real partner here is Mr. Flanagan.
Yes, Mr. Miles Flanagan is indeed the actual moneyed business partner of Robert Green, and I think he felt,
he felt a little sidelined by this little debate they had.
Well, it was a debate over... It was really kind of a crude, vile debate over these ridiculous, you know, advertising slogans.
Well, he doesn't quite see it that way. He saw it as two guys that are in a very lucrative business arrangement, and he feels he wants to be heard.
All right. We'll have, and is Bob on too?
Yeah, Bob's going to be on later on. I have him
right here. No, I've got it.
I'm right here on line 4.
What do you mean you have him here on line 4, Bob? There's nothing there.
I know, but I'm going to call him on that line.
Why not just call him on line 1?
Because I might be using it for something else.
Well, when you laugh, Phil, it encourages him.
Miles Flanagan joining me on the Newsmaker line here. Mr. Flanagan is in Southern California. We've had the pleasure once before, and it's great to have you back, sir.
Thank you very much, Phil. It's nice to be back. And Ms. Gray and General Shaw and Mr. Dickman.
Thank you very much.
Hi, sir.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm very good.
Let me ask you, Mr. Flanagan, you're in Los Angeles, right? On business.
In Los Angeles on Fraser Food Business and some other financial interests that we've got. When I did hear this debate / interview / discussion between Bob and Mr. Tom Bell, I think...
His name is Ted Bell.
Ted Bell.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Ted Bell. I heard these two men talking in business, and that's fine. But I have a business arrangement as well with Mr. Green that I'd like people to know about, because I do feel that if Bob Green is as he said, pivotal in the success of the Tom Bell franchise...
His name's Ted Bell.
Sorry, bud.
Ted Bell franchise, that Miles Flanagan, myself, pivotal to his success, and we do it under some very unusual circumstances indeed.
Well, I don't think anyone wants to present the idea or position that you don't have.
What do you mean by unusual?
That you don't have an influence. What do you mean by unusual, sir?
Well, I can give you an example. I'm here in town for a very short time. We're over at the new Southland Food Center Business Park, which is where Fraser Foods is located. And there is a new gym. They have a swimming pool there for the executives and so forth. And there was some excitement in the office that they were going to use this swimming pool. And I'm just bringing this up as an example of how I would like the same respect accorded to me that this man, I forget his name again, is Bell.
Ted Bell. He owns Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Yeah, think of Ted's.
Ted's of Beverly Hills, the steakhouse.
Ted's of Beverly Hills, the steakhouse. If people see me as pivotal to Bob's business, as people say, Bob is pivotal to...
Ted Bell, sir.
Ted Bell's business, forgive me. I think we're beginning to find a more equanimous way.
You were going to talk about they've opened up a new business park, a new swimming pool,
Yes, it's a new business headquarters. There's a lot of companies located over there. It's called Southen, S-O-U-T-H-E-N, Business Plaza. And there's a few businesses. Fraser Foods, I had been after Bob to relocate there for quite some time.
All right, let me take a break here. We're talking to Miles Flanagan. So what you want to say is that... you want to discuss this relationship? We had Bob coming on.
Right. Well, before you take it, I want to just let you know that Bob's coming on. Is that right?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, my problem with Bob, while he's off having these discussions with this man Bell, they have this new swimming pool, and Bob came over with a group of executives the other morning to use the swimming pool, and I don't know if they were in a hurry or not. But I talked to Carol Farthing, who is the executive secretary, and she said that Bob had gotten out of his clothes. They were getting into their swimming trunks right there in the office, and he stripped off a pair of underwear that wadded up into a ball. And I walked into the office, his underwear is sitting on my desk. It's right in the middle of a business report I was looking forward to reading. And, in fact, I put down an egg McMuffin, and I saw in the middle of my desk there was just a ball of underwear. And this,
Sir, this is Bob Green's underwear?
Yes, sir, it is. And here's why I know you think it's amusing.
No, sir, we don't, but want to be clear. What? You say he peeled off his underwear, what, in front of Carol?
No, not in front of her, but she said that they came in, they went into their offices, changed into their trunks. Now, what happened was Bob... got out of his underwear. He was behind the door and threw it on the ground. According to Carol, his underwear wadded up into a tight ball and bounced twice and then landed up on top of my desk in the middle of it, right literally on top of a business report that I was looking forward to reading. And I had a cup of coffee and I come in from McDonald's, you know, and I had the muffin and the muffin. And I was,
and you put your Egg McMuffin down next to this underwear.
The underwear is wadded up, yes. And according to Carol, Bob stripped out of his underwear behind the door, threw it on the ground, but because it was such a tight, wadded up ball, it bounced once, twice, across, I guess, her line of vision, and then onto my desk. And then off he goes swimming with a group of executives from the Grocers Association. They're splashing around, enjoying themselves. And I looked, I remember I walked to the window and I could see them from the second floor of where the offices are. This is a brand new complex.
I just want to find out, Mr. Flanagan, this office complex has a brand new swimming pool.
Yes, the whole fitness plaza down there for all of the businesses.
Okay.
And this is like an Olympic-sized pool that a group, Bob and a group of the grocers were down there in their very, very tight, swim panties, because this was in the very, very tight, but forgive me, but it looked like swim panties to me.
Okay, Mr. Green.
Okay, Bob Green's coming on the line. I wanted to take a very quick break here, if I could. Bob?
Hi, Bob Green. I was listening, just parking the car. Miles, how are you?
Yeah, Bob.
A couple of things that I'd like to say.
All right. Everybody hold on. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. With me is Miles Flanagan, part owner of Fraser Foods, and the majority owner, Bob Green of Fraser Foods, discussing their business, discussing Mr. Flanagan wanting to be a little bit more present as a partner. He heard the debate with Ted Bell. He recognizes that Mr. Bell has a lucrative relationship with Bob. Mr. Flanagan would like us all to... recognize his contributions in the middle of this, Margaret.
Well, in the middle of this was an act, I guess he sees, of disrespect that Bob came into the offices there early. As far as I can tell, generally, he got out of his clothes and put on a pair of what he calls swim pants.
Yeah, he called them swim panties, but he got out of his underwear and it wadded up into a tight ball and bounced onto his desk. The underwear wound up in his desk.
Yeah, it wound up in his desk, sitting on top of a report and next to him a muffin.
Next to an Egg McMuffin, right? Is that what we're talking about here?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, they keep calling it a muffin. All right, we're going to be right back here on the Phil Head. Got a load of him laughing. Good God. No, this is the kind of important stuff that we get to talk about. We're talking about business relationships, fiduciary relationships,
you know, and we're talking about a guy's underwear sitting on top of a man's, all right.
Top of a man's what?
We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, this is Ward Nuxley. You're listening to world famous Phil Hendry Show. Now, Lean McDonald.
The world famous Phil Hendry Show not only has a fantastic website that you can go to and get the daily podcast as well as the archive podcasts and radio casts, and also you can watch video casts. You can watch home movies. There's a potpourri of fun and frolicking time to be had at the Phil Hendry Show website. But also, Phil's on Cameo. So if you'd like a greeting from, say, me, or maybe perhaps from Wade Nuxley, or whatever your name is.
Ward Nuxley.
Ward Nuxley. Or from Margaret, from Bud, from the General, from Steve Bozell, from Bob Green, from perhaps Miles Flanagan. Go to Cameo and get yourself, go to Cameo and hire Phil like you'd hire out a mule.
The world famous Phil Hendry Show and PhilHendryShow.com. The greatest value online other than porn. That's they tell me.
Can you articulate a little bit better than that's they tell me?
That's they, oh God.
I hope you'd understand. Yeah, welcome back, Phil Hendry Show. I love this song. I hope you'd understand. That's the only part of that song you know, General.
What is that?
That's the only lyric that you know of that song. Welcome back. This is Phil Hendry, world famous Phil Hendry Show. Bud Dickman, General Galen Shaw with us on the line. Miles Flanagan and Bob Green. And I'm having a hard time here, gentlemen, knowing I thought we were going to talk about your emerging relationship with Bob Miles, not unlike the relationship Bob has with Ted Bell.
And that's what I thought we were going to talk about.
Well, wait a minute. Yes, that's exactly what we're going to talk about. But I wanted to bring up something. I thought it was a rather disrespectful act.
Miles, we love our swimming here in Southern California. We like to enjoy the water.
We enjoy it in England as well. Don't worry your pretty little head about that.
That's calling it my pretty little head. I don't mean any disrespect to you.
I'm not trying to give you disrespect. I walked into my... Can I just slow this up a little bit, Mr. Hendry?
I'm remiss. I should be moderating. Hold on. I want to hear Mr. Flanagan. First of all, Mr. Flanagan's a complaint, Bob, and you weren't here. You were still in the car. Go ahead, Mr. Flanagan.
My complaint is, well, you already know what the complaint is because you talked to Carol Farthing. And
Carol told me that she called it a wadded up ball of underwear that she says was mine.
It was yours because she saw it bounce off the floor. You slammed it down. And by the way, Bob, I understand you thought you were behind the door in your office changing into your bathing panty. And
see, we don't call them bathing panties, if you don't mind.
What do you call it? These are very tight, it's skin tight.
They're called Speedo. It's called a Speedo. Can you help me out here, Mr. Hendry?
Yes, sir. It's called a Speedo. It's fairly common with some men.
Some men, not all men.
Some men find them comfortable, and a lot of guys wear them for competitive swimming or if they're swimming laps.
Right, and that's what I like to do. We use that beautiful new pool over there at South End because it is Olympic size and has swimming lanes.
All right, fine. So you peeled off this underwear. You threw it on the ground, which I don't understand.
I threw it on the ground. We were running to get to the pool first. There was a bunch of guys having fun. We'd come in from having breakfast together. Dale Brooke was there. You know Dale from Carnegie Foods.
Yeah.
And Tom and a lot of the guys that you know from the grocers. And we were having a ball, and I said, hey, last guy in the pool is something, something. I don't know what we said. So we were kind of running in.
Well, Carol said you all came running in giggling. And she said they're all laughing, and they're all running into their offices, and they're taking their clothes off.
You know something? No, we did not strip our clothes off in front of every guy was in the office.
Right. She said you were behind a door, but she said apparently before you got into your Speedo, you peeled off the tight bun hugger you were wearing.
Why are you characterizing this?
Well, why are you...
Because you have to understand, these modern underwear, you had an advertisement, Phil, at one time called the sheath underwear. It's very, very tight, right?
Yeah, some of the men's briefs.
Right, I wear a very tight pair of briefs.
Okay, well, you peeled these down, and they wadded up, they rolled up because of the elastic into a ball, according to Carol Farthing. And you took it with us, and you were laughing because you were trying to beat the guys in the pool or what, you know, whatever it was. And
I'm kind of resenting the tone a little bit.
Why don't you let him finish, Bob?
Yes, please do.
All right.
Yeah, so she says you were laughing, you wadded up the underwear into a ball, you slammed it on the ground, and it bounced twice. That's what she says. She says she saw the underwear bounce twice and land on my desk, and you laughed, you looked at Carol and went, ha, 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 like that, as you ran off with some sort of a blow-up toy. And
it was a blow-up pool toy.
Right, a blow-up pool toy. So you're going to go... Right, a blow-up pool toy. So you're going to go and swim laps with your little dinosaur...
No, sir, it was not a dinosaur. Okay, Phil, this is being mischaracterized.
All right, well, first of all, I think this is getting too far afield. People are having a hard time understanding this.
Well, hold on, Dickman.
Wait a minute. I just want...
Mr. Dickman.
Wait a minute, Mr. Henry.
Go ahead.
People are hearing you talking about you want to go swimming, you are laughing, you're beating each other to the pool like it's some kind of a game. You're changing your clothes in your offices, you're slamming your underwear on the ground, it bounces, lands on a man's desk, and now you're running off to the pool with a blow-up dinosaur, some kind of a pool toy. What exactly was you doing in the pool?
Hey, look, Dickman.
What were you doing in the pool?
Bud. Jesus, Bud. Come on, Bud.
Mr. Dickman, I can assure you it's all right.
What were you doing in the pool?
What I was doing in the pool, Dickman, was I was having a laugh with some of the grocers. We'd had breakfast together, and I said, hey, I'll meet you in the pool, and that was it, and we jumped into the pool.
You jumped. Carol said she walked to the window and looked down and saw a group of you guys splashing each other, making jumping cannonballs on top of each other. There wasn't any competitive swimming going on.
I used the competitive swim lanes of that pool an awful lot.
But you weren't doing it yet that morning.
Hey, do I have to answer to him, Phil?
Well, were you doing that or not? I mean,
No, I wasn't. I had a blow-up. It was a blow-up toy, a little dinosaur.
Right. That's what Carol said. She said you had a blow-up like a dinosaur or something. And the other guys had, one guy had a beach ball. And you guys apparently had raced over from having breakfast over at Moose's. And
that's right.
Okay, and then you come over to your offices, you strip out of your underwear and your clothes.
Look, again, I don't like the characterization, and you're getting very close to some defamation here.
I'm describing exactly what Carol said she saw. She didn't see that she saw any of you unclothed or undressed. She said, though, that you all ran into your offices giggling. And
I don't like the characterization giggling.
Well, she said that's what she said she heard.
She heard them laughing?
She heard high-pitched tittering. Heard, that's the way she heard it.
Okay, yeah, that would be giggling.
Oh, no, you know what? I think you're on here for a laugh.
That's what she said, all right? And I'm just telling you.
You're on here because you are upset with the fact that Ted Bell and I have a lucrative relationship. And by the way, I appreciate your investment in Fraser Foods, Mr. Flanagan. I appreciate the dollars that you brought to our company and supporting us. I'm sorry that you're not the kind of guy that... I'm sorry that you're not the flashy type of personality that Ted Bell is that I can use in promoting my business.
Oh, I'm not the flashy type. That's fine. I don't have to be the flashy type. But I'd like to be treated a little bit better than to have you bounce underwear off the floor like it's a Super Bowl. And it lands, I found on my desk, Mr. Henry.
I can tell you, Mr. Flanagan.
Wait, hold on for a minute.
Please, let me finish, all right?
Hold on, gentlemen. Let's calm it down here. You know, turn the temperature down, as they say.
I found on, when I got into my office, I found on my desk, sitting right in the middle of a Grocers Association report, a wadded up ball of a man's, bun huggers, as they say. And this is a tight ball, a bun hugger, a sort of a bun panty for a man, you know.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about his underwear.
Yes, I don't know what a bun panty is.
You know, it's like a...
It's like briefs.
Briefs, right. And it was right there, and I asked Carol, I said, what is this doing on my desk? She said, Mr. Green came in with a group of other men. They were running into their offices, stripping their clothes. She said, I didn't say anything, but I saw them all come running out of their offices wearing bathing panties, and they were heading to the pool.
I resent this term, bathing panty.
It's a British term. It means bun, as you guys call them, what, Speedos, Mr. Henry?
Speedos, yeah.
All right. They're all wearing Speedos. And she said, you had taken your underwear off, and you slammed it. She saw you throw it on the ground. It bounced in the hallway and then onto my desk, and you came out of there giggling, she said, And I was not giggling. She says you came out of there giggling like a bitch. And she said...
All right, you get him.
Yeah, Mr. Flanagan, you can't say that, you know.
I got to tell you something, Phil. I had to hang the phone up right now and file a complaint. Well, I don't know who I'd file a complaint with.
Can't file it with the FCC.
No, but I can tell you what I can do. I get my attorney and have this guy.
Now, you don't want to do that, Bob, because he's a partner of yours, a business partner. He's obviously very upset.
Yeah, you got to deal with what the problem is rather than threatening with lawsuits.
Yeah, Mr. Flanagan. Yeah, you call him a bitch. Yeah. Yeah, I can't do that. What time's the game start on Saturday? Give me
Hi, Mr. Flanagan. Go ahead, sir.
I apologize, Bob. I do apologize. I lost my temper.
All right, well, you say I'm giggling, and I didn't think I was giggling.
This is the way Carol Farthing, who's the executive secretary over there at Southern, and she said that you came running out of your office, pulling your briefs on. And
when did she see me peel off my underwear and throw it on the ground?
She said she threw it on. You threw your underwear on the ground like it was a Super Bowl to see how high it would bounce. It bounced twice, and there's a wad of man's underwear on my desk.
All right. Well, I apologize for that. We were having a good morning. We were having a couple of laughs.
You guys went running in, giggling, and got into your underwear.
You know, this girl running in and giggling. We were racing to the pool. It was a good old-fashioned, just like when we were kids. I said, I tell you what, last guy in the pool is going to get a towel snap in the shower. And so we ran out of Moose's. We were over having breakfast over there. And
that's right. Carol said that you came running in, all of you guys, slamming against doors. And then you, did you want to be the one getting the towel snap? Because,
you know, I tell you what, I ought to hang the phone up right now.
All right, wait. All right, so you guys, for whatever reason, you were running to get into your underwear. Here's what I think is the problem. Mr. Flanagan feels disrespected that you left your underwear on his desk.
I apologize with everything that I could possibly apologize with, Mr. Flanagan. I say it openly to everybody. I'm sorry that I threw my underwear and it landed on your desk.
I told you, Len, in the middle of a very important report I wanted, and Carol always brings me a cup of Lipton soup, so part of the underwear is actually sitting in a bowl of soup, if you want the honest truth.
A minute ago, you said it was in the middle of this report.
You didn't say anything about a bowl of soup.
Well, it was. It was right in the middle of a bowl of Lipton soup. Your underwear, right in a bowl of it, you know?
I don't believe that.
All right, I'm kidding about that, but... the point is...
Right, let's stick to the facts here.
So so the underwear was in the middle of it. It was on your desk.
Yes, it was on my desk. And Carol says she walked to the window and saw you guys splashing around and throwing each other, doing cannonballs, throwing each other in the pool. And then you all got out of the pool laughing and screaming, and you ran into the locker room.
That's right. Everything you said is right. And I guess that makes us... So in other words, let me get this. You think we're weird because we had some fun.
And you guys went into the shower and snapped a towel on who?
It was me. I was the guy that got it, but I do it on purpose.
Well, it sounded like you were dragging your... Excuse my language. It sounded like you were dragging ass, so you'd be the guy that got the towel snapped. Let me ask you something, Bob, and I want you to be perfectly honest. It doesn't matter to me, but I'm just curious. To get the towel snapped, did you have to pull your bathing panties down?
You know, you're sounding almost as if, A, you're accusing me of some kind of homoerotic behavior, and B, you sound as if you're homophobic toward it.
All right, forget it. I didn't even mean to bring it up.
Okay, so what we're talking about here, what we're basically talking about here is a level of disrespect delivered here to Mr. Flanagan. I think if there's an apology, I think everything's good. Right, Mr. Flanagan?
I would be satisfied.
I think I already did. I apologize. I didn't mean for my underwear to wind up on your desk. Okay, we were having fun. We live in an ugly world, an ugly, ugly, angry world these days. Nothing seems to be going right. Climate change is burning everything to the ground. We may not have enough farmland to grow, to have the beeves and the, you know, the different beeves that we have for Fraser Foods, for the wonderful meats, Ted's of Beverly Hills, and, you know, and all of the produce. That all may be in our rear view mirror in a few years. So there we were, a group of grocers, hardworking men. We went rump, you know. The last one in the pool gets their ass snapped with a towel. And all right, and if we win it with beach balls and blow up toys, so what?
All right. I now know, you know. And
you want to know something? I'll tell you this, Miles. If any morning you want to join us.
Well. No, I don't think so. I think.
Why? Because it's too weird? Is that it?
Look, Bob, you have all the fun you want in the pool, but when you come running into an office going, ha, 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 whatever you were doing, and you throw your underwear on my, you throw a wadded up, that's the part that Carol, you know, that's the part that bothered me. And I saw that ball of nasty ass.
That was my.
That ball of nasty ass bun hugger sitting on my desk.
I apologize, and we'll try to do better in the future.
Bob Green and Miles Flanagan talking about an unusual instance where Mr. Flanagan, here in California on business, a major shareholder in Fraser Foods, comes into the office one morning and finds a pair of wadded-up men's briefs, underwear, sitting on his desk. It turns out they're Bob's, and you had run in to use the pool with some other
guys from the Grocers Association. What are you making this sound like? It's weird or something.
No, it's not. There's nothing wrong with it at all. It's just that, you know, there's this man who comes in. I imagine you just come into town, right, Mr. Flanagan?
I just flown. Yeah, I just come in from New York the night before. I didn't get a lot of sleep when I came in. I wanted to get some work done. I saw the report, and here I am ready to knuckle down and get some work done. And Carol says that a lot of you are out in the pool going hee-hee-hee-hee and throwing and cannonballing and snapping each other's underwear.
Yeah, I can hear the laughter. So don't tell me it's bothering you.
I have to laugh to keep from crying.
Goodbye.
You can't hang up, Bob. You know that.
Ah!
Well, we hung up on him.
Mr. Henry, thank you very much. I'll talk to Bob later. I'll give him a call later on.
All right. Miles Flanagan, Bob Green, on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show website is available for a one-month subscription or one-year subscription. Just go to philhenryshow.com, sign your name on the dotted line, go, yeah, and then send us your money, and you get a subscription for a month for less than $10 or a subscription for a year for less than $7 a month. Now think about it. 25 times a month, Mr. Henry delivers a podcast. 25 goes into 10. I don't know. It's like, what is that, a quarter or something?
Yeah, it's about a quarter, I think.
Yeah, 25 cents for a podcast? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. Get a podcast for 25 cents. Jesus H.
Or go to Cameo for 100 and a half, and Phil will tape a greeting to you, your mother, your sister, too.
PhilHenryShow.com, the greatest value online other than porn.
World famous Phil Henry Show, PhilHenryShow.com. I got Dr. William Brown. Haven't had him on in a while.
Dr. Brown, Phil's got a brand new. How are you, sir?
Dr. William Brown, hello.
Dr. Brown, I got a brand new, I got two cats now.
I heard that, and I'm fascinated to find out why, number one, why you would put your home through the experience of two cats, and why you'd want to have two cats. That's the first question I have, and then the second question I have is how do you keep them from tearing each other apart?
Well, one of them's a kitten. I got my regular cat, Thunder. And the other cat is a kitten that I'm fostering, a kitten by the name of Zoe.
How well are they getting along now?
They're fine, although the older cat is growling.
The older cat is growling. God damn it. I was afraid of that.
Well, what you sound angry.
Of course I'm angry. Animals, you have to understand, are the most selfish things that God ever allowed to live. Human beings second. But the animal kingdom is a world unto itself of selfish, narcissistic, psychopathic creatures that will gaslight you. They'll make you think that you're walking down the street with a tail. And you'll look around, there's no tail. But the dog, the cat, the cow, the pig will look at you. Is anyone there?
Yeah, we're right here.
Yes, we're here, Dr. Brown.
Yeah, right here, sir.
Yes.
Okay. The dog, the cat, the pig, the cow, the gorilla, the giraffe, all the animals of the world will look at you and they will purposefully try to make you think you have a tail. You have to understand, Phil.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about the cats now.
The cats. I know all about your cats. You have a little kitten, you have an older cat, they're both female, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And one of them resents the other violently, correct?
The older one.
Yes, okay. That will exist for a while, but both of them are playing you like a monkey. Man, oh, man.
All right, I don't want to get you exercised or angry, sir.
No, I'm fine. I'm trying to get you to understand that what the animal does to the human animal, the human being so caring and concerned about the life of animals who care nothing for us at all. They don't care whether we live or die. They don't care whether we're walking around upright one moment and in the next moment we have decayed almost into soil. And they just, oh, you used to be walking around. Now look at you. You're potting soil. Oh, well.
Dr. Brown.
No. Don't ever say Dr. Brown in that dismissive way to me.
I'm not trying to do that, sir. I'm just saying, are you being a little dramatic?
No, dramatic?
Dramatic.
No, I'm not being dramatic. I'm saying that I spent 26 years at the Tupelo Institute in Mississippi. I worked with animals for 26 years as I continue to work with animals, trying to understand them, their nutrition, their best habitat, knowing all the while they hate my guts.
Is this guy?
It sounds like he's cracking up.
Are you all right, sir?
Yes, I'm all right. And all the while, they all tried to get me to believe I had a tail. Every day, I'd turn around and I'd glance back. Do I have a tail? I'd walk into grocery stores. I'd walk into supermarkets. And I'd have my hand down the back of my pants trying to see if I had a tail. And why? Because the animals. So my advice to you, Mr. Hendry...
I want to know something, sir, and I'm sorry I have to ask this. Have you ever had any kind of psychological evaluation?
Yes, I have. Yeah, no, I knew you'd ask that. Everyone asked me that. Yes, I have, and some doctors have assessed me as being slightly paranoid. Some say I'm a borderline personality. Others say I might be slightly bipolar. But I'm not nuts, if that's what you're looking for. If that's what you're hoping to glean from this conversation, if that's what you're hoping that I will admit to in some gotcha moment. No, I'm not nuts.
No, sir, I don't want you admitting to that. I just want to know if you're all there, because you're talking about walking into supermarkets, feeling down your pants to see if you have a tail.
Because the animals.
How does an animal try to get you to think it has you have a tail?
Three guesses and the first two don't count. Okay.
What does that mean, doctor?
Three guesses and the first two don't count.
What does it mean?
Three guesses, the first two...
Don't count. We understand. However, you still have to answer the question. How is it that an animal gets you to believe you have a tail?
Because they have one and I don't. Because when you look everywhere, they all have tails and they're looking at you, sometimes chewing on something, sometimes licking themselves and looking up at you, sometimes staring at you for hours at a time. And they have tails. I don't. That's what I'm talking about. The fact that I spend all this time caring for them, their care, their feeding, their habitat, as I said, and they all have tails, and I don't.
Well, Dr. Brown, you do great work for those animals, and they should appreciate you more. What are you talking about? Humor me. Yeah, they should appreciate you more.
Well, now you said a mouthful there, friend. And so what I would say to you, Phil, with the cats, let them work it out. Let them work it out, because they will work it out. The two cats will get along, but they'll have you hoping you had a tail. Do you find yourself feeling around down the back of your pants to see?
Dr. William Brown on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Special thanks to all our guests today, Dr. William Brown, Bob Green, and Miles Flanagan for being our guests today.
And thank you, Carol Farthing, for the information. World famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. Don't forget, Phil's on Cameo.
All right, okay.
Dad, speed it into the ground, why don't you?
He told me to say it. Thanks a lot, guys. See you tomorrow.
Shit.
What are you looking for, Phil? Checking to see if I have a tail.